Hello and welcome to this week's workshop. In this week's workshop, we'll be speaking about why bad things happen to good people, the hero's journey, our pre-birth intention, the conditioning of our childhood up to now, and how it is all interlinked with how we are creating reality on autopilot subconsciously, and how we can take our power back, how we can take ownership to then decide and become conscious and aware that we are the creator. And if you are experiencing right now or have experienced trauma in your reality, negative circumstances, negative experiences, if you have been hurt, if you have been in pain, understanding that you didn't create any of that consciously. Because if you were conscious, if you were aware, no one would want to inflict pain on themselves intentionally. But because we create our reality from our subconscious, and as what is the subconscious? It's what we don't know. And if we are creating from that place, then reality seems to be happening to us, but is actually happening through us. It's happening through us because of the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind creates 95% of our external reality. So what we need to do is master the art of the subconscious mind. And how does this all happen? So if you have experienced or are experiencing negative scenarios, traumas in your life, the reason why you're seeing it is because of the conditioning from society, the belief systems, the thought patterns, the frequency, the vibration that you've been around. And from the ages of 1 to 7, you are like a sponge absorbing all of it. You're absorbing all of it. And we continue to be conditioned even up to this point, by the news, by the media, by what we let in, what we see and experience. But from 1 to 7, that is when it's the most intense. When you're a baby, you have no imprints on you, no programs on you. But in those very early ages, you are just experiencing the world, witnessing the world, and taking in the information, the ideologies, the belief systems of your primary caregivers and the environment around you. You are starting to conceive your idea of the world. And that creates a program, that creates your subconscious mind. Now, we as adults can, or even as children, can decide to no longer be impacted by the external and start to reprogram myself by determining what is in the external. And by determining what we are saying to ourselves, the stories, the thoughts, how we are feeling. It's all interconnected, because what we feed ourselves then starts to go and penetrate into the subconscious mind. And I go deeper in other videos on how exactly the subconscious mind works. But in this video, we're going to go into why we're experiencing these negative situations and circumstances. Because nobody wants to. Nobody wants to wake up and experience something horrific. Nobody wants that. And when people in the spiritual community say you're creating everything, understand that they are not saying that you are creating everything intentionally. Most of what you are creating is on autopilot, is subconsciously. You aren't even aware of it. And this is why we go on that process, that journey of becoming aware. Because you are creating from the subconscious. The subconscious then sends signals to you to think certain thoughts on autopilot, have certain feelings, and have an identity and a belief system that gets projected externally. So you are not creating your reality in these negative circumstances on purpose. You are just unaware, or you have been unaware. And now you're waking up, you're becoming aware, you're becoming conscious. And why do we think these negative thoughts? Well, firstly, it is the conditioning. It is a program that's already there, that has been imprinted on us. And we are doing and having these negative thoughts and feelings because we are trying to protect ourselves. If I can project a future out there that is the worst case scenario, whatever that may be, whether it's all my money's gonna run out, whether it's my partner's gonna cheat on me, whatever it is, then I will be able to more emotionally prepare myself for that circumstance. So you're convinced that you are protecting yourself, but what's actually happening is that thought, that belief, that you are preparing yourself for the worst case scenario, that is what is creating it. And understand that your negative thoughts and feelings vibrate at such a lower frequency to your high vibrational thoughts and feelings. So if you just start to replace that negative thought with the opposite thought, that negative feeling, the negative belief system, then your positive beliefs, because they vibrate at such a high frequency, they're so much more powerful, more potent, that is what you'll create for yourself. And the journey, this human journey, is one of expansion. The universe, God, Source, wanted to understand itself fully. And in its very essence, it is...
It makes so much sense to me now why people are getting the most amazing results and so fast in the membership, where people are truly becoming the creators of their life and evolving their money, their career, their relationships, and experiencing inner peace, amazing sleep, self-confidence, connection to God, and feeling really powerful and aligned in their life. Because in the membership, we are speaking into the analytical, logical mind through the workshops and masterminds, so people understand the concepts and they get given the exact steps on the how-to, so they aren't confused and they have a clear understanding and direction, knowing exactly how to apply the knowledge, take action to see actual change in their life, whilst also evolving their subconscious mind, energetic body, self-confidence, self-concept through the repetition and feeling with the identity upgrades and guided meditations. So we are working with the mental, the physical, the energetic, and the spiritual body. So we are having a change completely within and then externally without. I feel so fulfilled to experience so many people changing their lives, and so rapidly as well. You guys surprised me. So I just want to say thank you so much. And I feel so excited and happy every time I get a success story. And I love going on this journey with you.